Having friends can provide many benefits, such as emotional support, socialization, and a sense of belonging. Friends can also help us stay healthy by providing motivation to do many active things. Unfortunately, some people we call friends are not really our friends at all. I'm your host, MC, and this is episode 24 of the MC Horror Podcast. So, I'm not sure if this is actually that scary, but this has stayed with me for several years and probably will for the rest of my life. I don't know if it's because of the unsettling feeling it still gives me to this day, or if my young age has anything to do with it. Regardless, it's creepy to me, and I've never told anyone about this before. I, Rachel, had a friend down the street from me named Katie. I was around the age of 10, I think, and Katie was 14, I think. All I know is she was definitely quite a bit older than me. Katie's house was just a short bike ride away, and that's usually how I got to her house or what we used to get around the little town in Michigan we lived in. Katie's mother was wheelchair bound and was frequently gone from the home, surprisingly. Her grandma lived in the home and was also wheelchair bound. Katie's father was not present the whole time I had known her, which was about 1 year at the time. Katie also has a calico cat whose name was Tigger. This is important for later. There are two incidents I had with Katie, and that's all it took for me to never hang out with her again. I had been to her house here and there before that, but I never felt comfortable there, and I always had like that hair sticking up on the back of my neck feeling whenever I was. Katie's family was rich. This is also important for later. I grew up moderately poor, so going to a house that had tons of toys, food, games, and TV was enough to make me ignore this uneasy feeling I kept experiencing. The first incident is when Katie and I were riding bikes into town. Usually, we take separate bikes, but this time, Katie wanted me to ride in this wagon carriage thing she could hook to the back of her bike. We were going to get Slurpees from 7-Eleven, so I was super excited and happy because Katie's mom had given her money to help pay for my Slurpee too, since I didn't have any. After we had gotten Slurpees, we started to ride back and came across those wells that you see on the sidewalks. This one was a circle and had big slots in it that could fit about the size of my hand in each one. Katie pulled us over and told me to get out. I came up to the well with her and she told me to look how far down it was. I did, and then she pulled out a dollar in front of my face and started laughing. She said it'd be funny to throw this down the well because it's just money, who cares? I started laughing too, out of confusion, and agreed because I wanted to be cool. Then Katie's face turned stoic, and she pushed the dollar in my hand and told me to throw it down there. I looked at her and down at the well and asked if she was sure. She started to laugh again and said,
"Yeah, hurry up."
I threw the dollar down. That's when Katie gets up super fast and starts screaming at me that she was going to tell her mom what I did. I stood up and started freaking out, saying that I was sorry and I thought she said it would be funny. She smiles at me and says her mom is going to call the cops and that I'm going to go to jail forever and never get out, that I'm evil and going to be in so much trouble. She gets on the bike we were sharing and tells me that I can walk home and then proceeds to leave. I had about a mile left to walk, so it wasn't that bad, but the whole experience scared the crap out of me. I got home and confessed everything to my grandma, who told me not to worry, and she was just being silly. The second incident was after she had called me asking to go to the store today to shop for clothes. Katie had acted as if nothing ever happened that day. I stupidly agreed to go because I wanted to hang out with someone and it was a nice summer day. Katie meets me in town with our bikes and we ride to a sweatshirt store, like the ones you can get anything printed on them that you wanted. Katie brings her cat Tigger along in this little backpack thing. Anyway, she brings him into the store because they're allowed in this particular part of town since it's pet friendly. Katie immediately makes a beeline for the dressing rooms with Tigger intact once we walked inside. I, of course, followed her, confused because she grabbed no clothes whatsoever. She pulls me into the dressing room and locks the door. Katie drops the backpack on the floor and says that we're leaving Tigger here and to not come back for him, ever. I started protesting, asking why she's being this way, and then she proceeds to grab my arm and pull me out, locking the door on the way out and shutting it. We run out of the building and start to ride on our bikes back home, and I tell her I'm so angry with her and why would she ever do something like that. She swore at me and screamed that it was her cat and she can do whatever she wanted. Me being 10 years old, I really didn't know if I should go back because what if I got in trouble since I was with her when this happened? I got home and told my grandma what happened, and she called Katie's mom, who hopefully took care of the situation. I think about Tigger a lot and pray he lived a happy life. My grandma never said anything else about Katie except that she moved schools and towns a couple of months later. I don't think my grandma ever thought something was wrong with Katie, but I never hung out with her after that. If you or anyone you know have a horror story that you'd like to be narrated on here, fill out the form that's linked in the description below. There are also links to the music used, as well as if you want to submit some feedback to help improve your listening experience. My friends, horror is all around us. We just try our best to avoid it. Once again, I'm your host, MC, signing out. Thanks for taking the time to check out the MC Horror Podcast. Have a great night.